It's Will Catcher here with Ian Bennett. After the Nomads 4-2 loss to Llandudno Under-19s in the FAW Youth Cup, Ian, obviously a disappointing evening for us.
Yeah, you know, it's a late one to start the game, but yeah, it's a disappointing result. You don't want to, you always want to do well in the Youth Cup. It's sort of the pinnacle of the Welsh youth football season, and you know we've done ever so well last 2-3 years. We got to the final once and semi final another time, and you know, disappointing tonight in terms of the result. I thought Llandudno came, and I expected them to bring a better team than we played last week, and they did. They had some better players than they had playing for them last week, and you know, the game started in that manner. It was 4 goals inside, I think, the first 10 minutes of the game. You know, vibrant start from both sides. I think both coaches will agree, from some poor sort of defending from the team on both sides, to be honest. And then, you know, to get a red card early on in the game, I'm not copping out. I didn't see it. It wasn't the best angle from where I was. I was right behind it. It didn't look fantastic, if I'm being honest. So, I mean, if it was a red card, rightly so, he got what he deserved. Now, I don't think that was the big decisive moment. I think we could have sort of balanced the ship, if you like, with 10 men. But conceding a goal so quickly after the red card, I think that was probably the most decisive thing. We couldn't quite get to half-time level with a game plan for the second half. And then second half come, and we've got an idea of what we want to do, how we want to play. And I think it worked. I mean, I think we it was much like the league game last week. I think they went down to 10 men last week and played better than us. And I think we went down to 10 men today. And I think, you know, they were a bit wasteful. I think fortunately for us, they were a bit wasteful. And, you know, we couldn't quite sort of put a little bit more pressure on them and take a half chance. We had a couple of sort of half opportunities that maybe we could have taken to get the game back to 3-3. But then, you know, going into the last sort of 15, 20 minutes and going down to 9 men for a second yellow card, and then them scoring the fourth, it just, you know, made it damage limitation, really. But no, I said to the boys in there, you know, on the whole, I couldn't be proud of them, the way they worked and the amount of running they did. And I think anyone that was here tonight would have said, you know, the boys ran the socks off. They did. You know, ultimately, the biggest disappointment is that we're out of the Youth Cup, and it's hard to take. There's a lot of upset boys in there. There's 2 or 3 that won't play another Youth Cup game again because they're third years. A lot of the second years won't play, but you know, credit said to Dan and Leighton that were here as well. You know, to have so many first year boys in the squad. I think we ended the game out of the 9 players, 6 of them were first years, so that bodes well for the future. So let's look at a positive out of a negative. And you know, next year, we've always said we've got a very, very good crop of first years, and we've got another good crop of 16s coming up, and boys from elsewhere. We'll give it a right good go again next year, and that's all we can do.
Yep, out of the cup, and sole focus goes on the league, and we go to Real next Monday night.
Yeah, so we were meant to have a double header against Real. We're meant to play Real this weekend as well, so we're Real Monday night, I believe. Yeah, sole focus back on the league, like I said to lads, and there, you know, we can go and put everything we've got into that, along with the college leagues, which we're doing really well in. There's a lot of you know, positives to come out of a lot of things we're doing at the moment. It's just a little bit of a hurdle that we've hit tonight, which we'll address. We'll put it right. We'll work hard again tomorrow and Tuesday for Wednesday, and then we'll train well Thursday and Saturday for the game on Monday. But, you know, we'll put our sole focus into the league. We'll bed some new players, and we'll give it a damn good go, because that's what we do.